Could be the story about the Pashas of Meluyim, that it says the first 7 days, Moshe Rabbeinu was Malbish Aaron HaKoyin with his bonim. He put on the begodim on Aaron HaKoyin, the Kohen Gadol. He put on the 8 begodim, and on the bonim, the Kohen had the regular Kohen, he put on 4 begodim. How was the Seder? How did Moshe put them on? And who did Lederus do the same thing? How do we put them on? Ketzad Abisham. For the Gemara, Ketzad Abisham, how did Moshe put on the begodim on Aaron? Might have a heavy, might not come in to us. What happened, happened. It happened already. It's not Megei L'maisa now. What do you have to go into this? So Rashi says, Ketzad Abisham means say the begodim la'avu l'bonim, by your father, the Kohen Gadol, to his son. Ze acha ze. How do you do one after another? So might have a heavy, so Rashi, might talk a little lisha. What do you have to ask the question for? What happened already? El the Gemara means test like this. Ketzad Malbisham lost lovely. Oh, me no gay, when Mashiach comes, the Kohanim will be here again. How are we going to put the begodim back on the Kohanim then? Fred the Gemara, lost it, love, why not me? Look, if she avoid Aaron a bun of a Moshe and Mohim. When the Mashiach will come, we'll have Moshe and Aaron will be there, and they'll teach us how to do it. So Vait, like the Ritual speaks out, the Gemara always says, Hilkos ala Mashiach, like it's not the Geya, to know halachas now, what will be later by the Mashiach. We don't clear these shalas now. Hey, Aaron and Moshe will be there then, they'll take care then. So my not, you mean how you're supposed to do it? And for the Gemara, yeah. Elakate said Helbisha means lemizbakroi. We want to know how to learn Pshan the Psukim. There's a mitzvah to learn Torah, and the Psukim will soon see there are two Pashas. There's a Pashas in Shemois, that the Tzavor, in Pashas at the Tzavim, when Hashem commanded them to put the begodim on the Kanim, and there's a Pashas in Vayikra, how they actually did it. So we want to know Pshat and Psukim. And Echnami, it happened already. We want to know how to learn Pshan the Psukim. That's what's Nogaya. Like Rashi says, Lemisba Kroy means Tlalirma Yadodi. Don't ask a stira. That's what really we want to ask. Really, there's a stira in the Parshis. The Betzavok Siv, in the Parshis Shemois, when Hashem commanded them how to do it. But it says there, V'chagartim Oisei Avnet, put on the gartel, Aaron Ubonov. Yemashma Chagirosam Shalav Ubonim Besei Derechad. Mashma, they put on the gartel together. The father Aaron and the children together, they put on the gartel together. There was no other begotten put on in between. Hey, the Gemara's maskoner is, first Moshe went to put the gartel on Aaron HaKohen, and then he went straight to the bonim to put the gartel on them. That's what it says in Pashas Tetzavim. Uveyasiyah, but in Pashas Vayikra, in Tzav, when it talks about how they actually did it, Ksiv b'Aaron, Vayachka Roysa b'Avnet, first put on Aaron's Avnet, put on his gartel, then it says Vihilbish Kolam Abushim, put on all Aaron's begodim. Viyachakar, then the Pasuk says, Hikriv Bonav Vilbisham, Chogar Aaron of Bonav. So and later the Psukim say, then they first dressed the Bonim. So here there's a theory in the Psukim. In Shemais it's Mashma, they dressed them together. And in Vayikras Mashma, first they dressed Aaron, and then they dressed the Bonim. So that's the Moros Kasha. What's Shan the Psukim? So the Moros Pligi Bo B'nei Rabbi Chiya of Rabbi Yechonah. So Machlokes Taka. Chad Amar 1 says, Aaron, first Moshe dressed Aaron, all his 8 begodim, v'yecha kach bonim. And then Moshe went to put on the 4 begodim on the his sons, that were kohen hedyot. The Chad Amar 1 says, no, Aaron ubonim avasachas. Moshe, what the maskona means, first he put on the gartel on Aaron, and then right away he went to put the gartel on his children, and then he went to finish dressing Aaron. But he did not do completely Aaron first and then the children. He did like together. So machlokes. Now one rabbi, says like this. The kesoinis, by putting on the underpins, over mitznefes, and putting on the hat, kula yamole pligi di Aaron. That's pshitum. First Moshe dressed Aaron, v'yakakach bonav. And then he put on the begodim of the children. The why? The bain b'tzavor, where the pashas ata t'tzavor, talks about the commandments. O bain b'yasi and pashas b'yikru, when he actually did it, Aaron Kodim. The Pasuk always says, first dress Aaron, and then you'll dress the children. So that's no machlokes. Keep pligi, where's the whole machlokes? The Avnet. It's only a machlokes, how do they say of the gartel go? How do they put the gartel on? The Avnet. Man the yom Aaron, the achakach bonov, the one that says they actually put first Aaron. That means they dressed Aaron with all his 8 begotten first, and then they went to dress the bonov. They're still, because the Pasuk says in Vayikra, Vayachar oisoi the Avnet, Mashma first put the avnet on Aaron, for hodak siv yachir oisam avnet, and then it says, then the bonim, you put the gartel on the bonim, mashma separately. So first Moshe dressed Aaron completely, and then he dressed the bonim. Oman the Yom Aaron Abonav, the one that says no, that they put the gartel on both of them together, the Vatachas, the Yechsid, because it says in the Pashas Savo and Shemois, it says, V'chogarto oisam, put the gartel on both of them. Mashma Aaron and the Bonim were done together. So Chorp Kitz is a theory in the Psukim. So one says the Ika Posik is in Bayikro, and one says the Ika Posik is in Shemois. So the Gemara is Nagli Mazba of Akoponim, it's a theory in the Psukim. So one says, Laman, the Yom Aaron Abonim of Vatachas, the one that says the Ika is in Pashas Shemois. That it says, V'chagarta oisam, you do it together. I ho ksiv v'yachar oisam b'yavneit, v'od ksiv v'yachar oisam avneit. I in Vayikra it says, no, first they put the gartel on Aaron, and then later they first put the gartel on the children. Mashma was not done together. Omoloch, I'll give you an answer. Hahu avneito shokoyin godol, loizeo avneito shokoyin hedyin. The reason why v'shasti asiyah, the Torah says it separately, not the pshat was really done separately. Really it was done together. It just comes to teach us there were two different gartels. The gartel that the Kohen Gadol wore was not the same avnet the Kohen Hedyot wore. And that's the machlokes. And Rashi says, Tap Rashi Yomaloch, Hu avneto shel Kohen Gadol, loy zeu avneto. Kloimer, liyolam kruo de betzavo davkom. The Iker is it was says in Pasha Shemois. Not b'vasachet. It was done b'vasachet. We'll soon see what it means b'vasachet. Uveyasiya, the Paginu, I in Vayikra it says it separately, the Lamdenu to teach us, Bo, Shenu Avnetim Shovin, the two gartels were not the same gartel. Shenema Bamaisa Avnet Shalaran Kain Godom, Vias Avnet Shesh Moshes are made out of linen, Tchelas blue wool, Viagoma purple wool, Lamadnu Shusho Klayim. The kids are the one for the Kain Godom is made out of Klayim. The Shesh Kitno, because Shesh means linen. Utchelas Armor, Tchelas is wool. So the kids that had linen and wool together was made out of klayim. Now the avnei tabonim, mashenkin, the avnei tegata that the children wore, the kohen hedyot, loypirish akosim v'mahoyu. The pasuk doesn't say clearly from what it was made. The yashmir nocher from this pasuk which teaches us the avnei to shakoyin godol loyzel avnei to shakoyin hedyot shezel shaklayim v'zel shabutz. Hey, the avnei shel kohen hedyot was only made out of butz, out of linen. It had no wool in it at all. That's why the term Vayikra says, do it separately. But really, really, the mice was put on together. Now what it means it was put on together is that Avada, so first he was Malbish, the Seder was like this. First Moshe was Malbish Aaron, he put on his Michnasayim. That was the first clothing they always put on. First they put on their underpants. That came first Michnasayim. Then Uksainis. Then he put on his, like, a robe, the Uksainis. V'yachakach Malbish Shnei Eilu Levonim. Then, according to this man, the Yom, then, he put on the two begodim on the big day Kohen Hedyot also, the Michnasayim and the Ksoinis. Now, our Moshe went back to Aaron, v'choyger avnet li Aaron, he went to put back an avnet, a gartel on Aaron, v'yavnet labonav. That's called the Vasachas. That at the same time, and it's right after the avnet was put on Aaron, they put the Aaron on the bonav. Omash to macher avnet chamisha begodim li Aaron. Then after the Avnet was done, then Pshita, they went back to finish dressing Aaron with his five begodim, and then they put him at Snefes back on the bonnet. That's according to Mandiyama, was done together. What does it mean together? Like Abaye said, only the Avnet was done together. That means first they put on the Michnasayim and Ksoinus on Aaron, then the Michnasayim and Ksoinus on the bonnet, and then the Gartel on Aaron and the Gartel on the bonnet. It doesn't mean Mavasachas Mamash, you can't do two things at one time. It just means right after he put the gartel on Aaron, right away he went to the sun to put the gartel on the sun. Mashenkin, according to the other man, the Yoma, that says, no, it was done separately. Separately means that first they dressed Aaron completely, from top ten. They put the Michnasayim, the Ksoines, the gartel, then the mil, then the Choshen, the Ephod, then the Tzitz. He dressed Aaron completely. And then after that, they went to dress the big day Kohen Hedyot. That's this Machlokes. Now, Ulaman, the Yoma, Aaron Yachakach Bonav, according to Manyam, it says no, it was done separately. First they dressed Aaron completely, and then they dressed the Bonav completely. I, the Pasuk says, V'aksiv v'chagarto oisam avnit, before the Pasuk in Shemoi says, they did it together, mashma the avnit that koponim was done right after another, or Malach, I'll have to answer you, ha'hu kamashmlon, that avnito shekoin godol, zeu avnito shekoin hegit, enecham he argues. Like we said before, Rashi, the Torah doesn't say clearly how the avnet, the gartel of the Kohen Hedyot was made. So this man, the Yom, says that's what the pasuk is teaching us, that they both had the same gartel. It was both made out of klayim, but not that it was mamush put on together. No, v'yach keroysoy avnet, v'yach keroysoy... No, 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 no. Yeah. Then the pos I the pasuk in Vayikra that says Vayachker Roisay Avnei Vayachker Roisam Lomeli. Why does the other pasuk say separately? Is Shemamina to teach us Aaron Vayachakach Bonus. That's what this man the Yama holds. That Yikra is what it says in Vayikra. That first he dressed Aaron completely, and then he dressed the bonim. Why does the pasuk in Shemai say Vechagartim Oisam to teach us? That the same garto that was made out of klein that was used for the Kohen Gadol, that was the same avnet that was used for the Kohen Hedjid also. So kids, that's the smachloikis. Which avnet did the Kohen Hedjid use? Was it the same for the Kohen Gadol or a different one? For the Gemara, ubavas sakas mimishkakas lo. Is it possible to say your mamish do it together? That avnet is mamish, she dressed them both together. Like Rashi says, ubavas sakas mimishkakas lo. She hei moisha levadoi chayger chamisha b'nei odom kachas. Is it possible that he dressed all five at one time? How could that be? Now the Gemara, lo tzrichel diaktin. It just means the actin, he did one before the other. Strashi, lo bevasachas mamish kom. Not that the mamish put the gartos all together. Elazeh achazeh. He tracked did Aaron first, but then right after the gartel of Aaron, the next thing he did was the gartel on the children. Avo beseder echod hoyu. Flo hivsig deger achav entayim. Hilbish Aaron kol begodov. Flo echog aroysoi avnit. So Rashi's mash not the miri. Because Rashi's mash what? First he dressed Aaron all his begodim, and then he put on Aaron's avnet. V'yachakach hilvish es bonav. Then he put on the children michnesayim and the ksoinus from its nefes. V'yachakach noslat es avnetim. That's what Rashi learns. Rashi learns they dressed them completely first, and then the last two begodim to put on was the avnet. Before we said the miri learns not like that. The miri learns that first you put the michnesayim and then the ksoinus, and then the avnet went right away. And who are did the children? And the avnet went right away. So that's this machlokes. Vayta. Says again now Mishnah, u'mafrishin kohen gadol. The Mishnah says that shivis yomim, 7 days before Yom Kippur, we're mafrish, we take the kohen gadol away from his house, from his wife, and we bring him into the Beis HaMikdash. For at the Gemara, loma mafrishin. Why do we have to separate the kohen these 7 days? For at the Gemara, loma mafrishin. That was the whole sugya, the last five lot we had. According to Rabbi Yechon, he learns out from the Meluyim that just like by the Meluyim there was a mitzvah for the first 7 days, Aaron was separated, went into the Oyam Moed, who Adin, before it was a Kohen Gadol, also has to be separated the first 7 days. Ila Resh Lakish, and according to Resh Lakish, it was Kadistlei. He learns out from Hafinai that before you go to the Machmish Shinam, you have to be separated at least 6 days. So that's the mitzvah the Mishnah says about Mafrishin. So what's your big kasha, Loma Mafrishin? We add those sugyas here. And the Gemara Hoki Koma. This is what the Gemara means to ask now. This is the new question of the Gemara. Mi beisai loma. Why does the Mishnah say we have to be mafrish to Kohen Gadol from his house, means from his wife? That was the question. I could understand good that Kohen Gadol has to go into the Beis HaMikdash, go into Makom Kedusha, to be rogel to do the Avodah. But why can't his wife come along with him? That's the way some of Farshim learn. See Rashi? Mi beisoy loma pirish means me ishtoy. Why do you have to go away from his wife? Loma pirish. Why do you have to go away from his wife? Tova ishto imosham. That's what Rashi learns the kasha. Let his wife come into the Beis HaMikdash with him. Sherei al korchach lishchas parhedrin lehoisa kedusha. His avada, this special room that we put the Kohen Gadol 7 days before Yom Kippur, it's called lishchas parhedrin, was not really kedusha. It was not like part of the Yazorah. Why? Because if we were to have the Kedusha, Shein Yeshiva B'Yazorel L'Malkus Beis David. It's called Shein Shriva. That in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Kedusha of the Yazorah, you're not allowed to sit there. Only for Malkus Beis David are they allowed to sit in the Yazorah itself. And called Shein Shriva, you're not allowed to sleep there. So here that the Kohen Gadol slept there for 7 days, Pshita, that room, the Lishkas Behedrin, did not have Kedusha in it. It wasn't part of the Kedusha of the Yazorah. Therefore, Rashi learns the Kasha was, let his wife Mamish come home. Come in there. Some of us learn, no, it wasn't pshat, his wife should come with, should come into the Beis HaMikdash, but the pshat was, let him go home at night though. True, let him come in the daytime to be in the Beis HaMikdash, get Kedusha, but every night, why couldn't he go home? That's the Gemara's Kasha. Hey, Stamas Mitzvah's Prisha to be 7 days in the Beis HaMikdash, true, be there the whole day, but at night, why couldn't he go home? That's the Gemara's Kasha. Why did he have to stay away from his wife? Hefty Gemara, Tanya Rabbi Yehuda ben Bisei Roimer. The reason is, Shema Timsa Ishtoi Sofik Nida. We're afraid maybe he's going to find his wife to be a Sofik Nida, and he'll have Tashmish with her. And if he's going to have Tashmish with his wife when she's a Nida, he becomes Tomei for 7 days, then he won't be able to do the avodah on Yom Kippur. He can't come into the Beis Hamikdash. Therefore, 7 days before Yom Kippur, we bedafka take the Kohen Gadol away from his wife. Today he should not have tashmish with her when she's a nida. For the Gemara, Otto b'rishoy yaskinan, like we're talking about the Kohen Gadol, are we talking about that he's a Rasha, that he would go and have tashmish with his wife when she's a nida? Even a suffered nida, he wouldn't go. It would be a suffered yirais l'churma, he wouldn't have tashmish with her. El the pshat is like this. The suffered is the chshash is like this. Eloshema yovio lishtoi. Avadah, no, Avadah now is not eis nidosoi. Avadah is not a vesit now. She's mutter to him. Now, maybe we're afraid that b'shas tashmish, he'll have tashmish with his wife when she's mutter to him. But afterwards, they're going to check the Eidim. Like we'll soon see, they used to check themselves after tashmish. They used to wipe themselves with a cloth to see if there's any dam there. And maybe afterwards, when they wipe themselves, they're going to find neither. They'll find dam on the cloth. And should be a suffix neither. So therefore, we don't want this to tzavad. He's a tzaddik, but he's an oinus. But even though he's an oinus, lamaisa, if he did have tashmish with his wife, and she wasn't either then, even though he didn't know about it, he's tummy for 7 days. And he won't be able to do the avodah on Yom Kippur. So that's why Mishnah says, we would ask God to take him away from his wife for 7 days. The Rashi says, B'rishoy yaskinon, sheyov yasofik nida, elamin sheme yov yalishta vechakach timtza sofik nida, she timtza dam ala sadin shekon chaboy. We're afraid she's going to find some blood later on the cloth that she wipes herself with. When you do, we're not going to know. In b'shaz biyahoya bodam zeh, or liyacha biya. We don't know. That's why the Gemara says Lashon Sofik Nida. Hey, if your mama sees the blood coming out right now, b'shas tashmish, that's not called a Sofik Nida. That's called like a Vada Nida. But if Rashi speak out like such a Lashon, we don't want to say about a Kohen Gadol, like he was mamish b'rel nida mamish. So Gemara would rather use a Lashon, it was a Sofik Nida. Sofik Nida means we don't know for sure if the dam that we find now in Isha was there before b'shas tashmish. That means after tashmish, the Isha wipes herself and she finds some dam. We have a suffix now with this dam just come out right now after the husband went away. So then the husband is Torah. Or was this dam there, even Mishas Tashmish, then he's Tomei. Or Liacha Bia. Or Boyol Nida Tomei Shivas Yom. The law is if somebody's Boyol Nisha when she's an Ida, even the man that spoiled her is also Tomei for 7 days. Or the Zoi, via Yosalab Vigdish, via Kippurim. If that would happen, he'd be asked to come to the Beis Hamikdash on Yom Kippur. Therefore, there's a chash, the Mishnah makes a takona, that 7 days before Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol has to stay away from his wife. So the Gemara, Omru Rabbonin Kaima Rab Chizda. So Gemara said, the Rabbonin said in front of Rab Chizda, Keman, who is this chash go like? Who does, we have Yehuda ben Maaseir go like? The Chura Rab Akiva. He goes according to Rab Akiva Shita. The Yoman Nida Metames Boilo. That he holds this Indian of Nida, which means we don't know Vadeh she was Nida B'Shas Tashmish. In this case, like we just said, where after she had the Tashmish, she checked herself, and she found the Dam afterwards, that's really called like a Tumas Yom Kinnik. That's a Tumas Meis Leis. So, in other words, we don't know Vadeh she's Tomei. It's only Sufik. Do we say that Lamafreya she was Vadeh Tomei, and the husband is also Tomei. So that's Rabbi Kiva Shita. So who are only going according to Rabbi Kiva? The Yom Rabbi Kiva says, Nida Metames Boilo. The Rabbonin, because if it goes according to Rabbonin, who Amri the Rabbonin say, Ein Nida Metames Boilo. Now it doesn't mean Mamish and Nida is not Metames Boilo. That's a Pasuk Midi Raisam. That if you boil an Isha when she's Nida, you become Tami also. So the Shalz, like we just said, that Vishas Tashmis, we don't know Vadai, she was a Nida. It's first afterwards that she checks herself and she finds out she's Tami. So Rabbi Kiva says, even though we first know later that she's Tomei, we say Meis Leis. 24 hours before that, we also know that she was Vadei Tomei. If she touches any tyrus, anything becomes Tomei. So Rabbi Kiva Shita is, and this is man of Meis Leis, the husband also becomes Tomei. The Rabbanan say no. If you first know she becomes Tomei later, even though for Tumah, we make it Tomei 24 hours before, that's only for Hilchos Tumah, but not Latames Boilah. So, since our Gemara says the Sofik is the Kohen Gadol, a Sofik Boalishta Nida, that means we don't know Vadi she was a Nida B'Shas Tashmish. We first find the Dam later. So, you first see the Dam later to say that he should become Tomei, the Chur is only according to Rabbi Kiva and not according to Rabbonin. So, Gemara says no. Gemara says, Afilu Taima Rabbonin. Maybe Rabbi Yudu Emesay read the goals according to Rabbonin Shita. That Ad Khan up until now, Loi Pligi Rabbonin led Rabbi Kiva. When does the Rabbonin argue on Rabbi Kiva to say, that if the Ishta had Tashmish 12 o'clock, and at 12:30 she finds dam. So when do we say that? Only Rabbi Kiva said that when she finds dam 12:30, we say she's tamei for 24 hours before that, and since they are tashmish during that time, the husband becomes tamei. Ela bi'achar macher. Only if she first found the dam, like a good few minutes after the tashmish. That's where only Rabbi Kiva says the husband is tamei, and not the rabbanon. Avo b'chad acher. Just one short time after the tashmish, I will soon see Rashi, the time it takes her to wipe herself and clean herself and look, like a few minutes, a minute, that first minute, if she makes the bedikah right away and finds dam, then moidulei, then even the rabbanon amoidu, that the husband has a tumah shiva. So that's what we're talking about here also, that we're afraid they'll have tashmish, and right after tashmish, the isha will check herself, not mamish the first second. L'maisa, there are three zmanim. There's one zman is right after the husband comes out of his wife. If she checks herself that second and she sees blood there, then we say that's like vadei. For sure there was dam there b'shas tashmis, then the husband is vadei tomei. Another zman is she doesn't check herself the next second. She like waits a minute and then she checks herself. Then also the rabbanim amoidam that the husband becomes tomei. But there's a third zman of achar achar, after right away, after this next minute, then she first checks herself, that's the machloikis. That Rabbi Kiva says, even then, the husband is still tamei, and that rabbanon say no. Since she first found the dam, like a few minutes later, we say, it's only tumah l'mafreya vilchus tairis, but not l'tamas baila. So the kid said, this dinner of Yehuda ben Masayra could come out according to rabbanon also. Let's see a little bit Rashi here. Rashi commands Rabbi Kiva, the Yama Roya Dam Netames Boilom, Lemafreya Kol Meis Leit. That's Rabbi Kiva Shita. Whenever the Isha becomes Tamei, 24 hours before that, we say she was Tamei, and the husband, it was Boilom then, is also Tamei. That Rabbi Kiva Shita was, Kishem Shagozru, She Metam Matiris Meis Leit, the same with the Tikkun the Rabbonin, that Meis Leit, she's Metama, even Tiris, Lemafreya, who are then she's Metama, the husband. Opuktail Mesech to need a Perakola Yod, some Kola Yad. The derech was right after Tashmish, they would check themselves. One aid, like one shmata, one cloth was for him, and one for her. Now, nimtzal shaloi, if after Tashmish the husband checked himself, he wiped off his aver, and he found blood on it, then we say, Tumeim shneim kol shiva. The vadai hoyadam mashaz biya, shein derech ish lot seif imenel dam. It's not a steger for man to have his own blood there. So Mestama, he has blood on his aver, that was blood from his wife, Bishas Tashmish. So then we say, Vade, he was Berlinida. Nim Sal Shalor, what about if we don't find on his? No, we only find she wipes herself and finds dam. Oisim, if she finds it right away, Vu Lashir Miyad, Veloshin Yovich, Akonscha, Bepricious Yetzias, Hashamish. His right after the husband went out, she wiped herself right away, is Miyad Timeim Vade. Also, that's a Vade, the dam was there before Bishas Tashmish, and even the husband is Tommy Vade. What about Nimtzalach Hazman? She didn't check herself right away. Kaloima, Sheachiko B'diko, she waited a little bit, then Tumeim is Sofi. Then it's only Sofi, the husband is Tumei. V'yezu Achazman, where's this Achazman that our Gemara says, even the Rabbonim Amoido, that's Kadesh Yoterid Menamito, the time that it will take her to get off her bed, for the Tiyaches Paneh, and wipe herself, and wash herself there, Shomata, to wipe it, to wash herself there. V'yachakach Mitamim Yesleis, V'yeinu Mitamim Boilom. But if she waits longer than that, that's the third shear, and she wipes herself after that zman, then, according to the Rabbanan, she's only Tamal Mafreya, Filchas Tyrus, but not Letumis Baila. So the kid said, that's what you do, Ben Mesayrus Chash. We're afraid maybe right after Tashma she'll check herself, and she came out, she Adam, so the Kohen God will be Tommy for 7 days, he won't be able to come to the Beis Hamikdash. That's why those 7 days, we take him away from his wife. So the Gemara, though, Amar Rav Zeira, Shema Mina. From now on, Mishnah, we're going to have a riot now, according to Yehuda ben Seira, that Boyel Nida ain't a Kenida. When the husband becomes Tomei from Boyel's wife, if she's a Nida, is not the same Malacha like Nida. What does that mean? For Toivu B'yoin, he's allowed to go to the mikvah on the seventh day. Dear Yarmit, Boyel Nida Kenida, if you're going to tell me the Boyel Nida, the husband, has the same Malacha like his wife, like a regular Nida, that she could only go to the mikvah the night of the seventh day, after the seventh day, she can't go in the daytime. Hez di yamrit boyel nida kenida, amos tovel. I'm sorry. When then could the Kohen Gadol be tovel? The laila, he has to be tovel at night time. I'm sorry. Lamachar reichi yavar avoda. If he's first going to be tovel at night time, that's the night of Yom Kippur. How can you do the avoda on Yom Kippur itself? For boy hera shemesh, that's the lochem. After you go to the mikvah, then you have to first wait for shkia to come. So if you could tell me, now the Kohen Gadol, he only goes away from his wife 7 days. So if he's that first night, he's tumming out for 7 days. He can't go to the mikvah till the night after the 7 days, which is the night of Yom Kippur. So if he goes to the mikvah that night, he can't do the avodah the next day in Yom Kippur, because he has to go to the mikvah before Shkia. Elo lashma min l'churitz araya, that boyo nida ain't a kanida. That even though he's a boyo nida, and he's tummy for 7 days, but the locher is on the seventh day itself, he's allowed to go to the mikvah. So on Erev Yom Kippur, the seventh day, the Kohen Gadol will go to the Yom Kippur, because they at night time will have Heresh Shemesh, and the next day he'll be allowed to do the avodah. So it's a riot that a boil nida does not have the same halach like the nida itself. Rav Simeon ben Adoy says no. Afilu taima boil nida k'nida. Even if you want to tell me no, a boil nida, the husband, when he disburls his wife when she's nida, has the exact same halacha. He's tummy for 7 complete days, and he can first go to the mikvah that night. It's really we separated from his wife more than 7 days. Not only 7 days, really it's a little bit, it's like before Shkia, before the seventh day, we also separated from his wife. So that the eighth day, really, before, that's the first day. So he'll have 7 days before Erev Yom Kippur, and then he'll go to the mikvah the night of Erev Yom Kippur, and he'll be Torah. And the reason why it only says 7 days, not 8 days, because it's not a complete 7 days. It's not a complete 8 days. It's only a complete 7 days you're taking away from his wife, and just a little bit, like an hour of the day before. That's why the Mishnah only says 7 days. But maybe really the Mishnah means you have to separate him from his wife 8 days. And then Lu Yitzuya, that first day, he was burial his wife, she was a Nidum, he'll only have to wait 7 days. The night of the seventh day, which is the night of Erev Yom Kippur, he'll go to the mikvah, and the next day he's Torah. So maybe there's no Rai from this din. Meisve, there's a cloud called Chayvitz Filos. Whoever has to go to the mikvah, Tfilos and Beyoin. They're allowed to go even by day. The only two is not like that is Nidah of Yoledis. Anisha, it's a nida, or Yeledah, she gives birth, Tfilos and Balayla. So these are the only two that have to go to the mikvah at night time. So Gemara says, nida in, boil nida loy, it's mashm only the nida, the wife has to. But if the husband doesn't have to go at night, he could even go by daytime. So Gemara says, no, here's no raya. Hatayah means nida v'chol diyosim rebuye. Nida and anything that has tumah like a nida. So the husband that's boil his wife when she's nida, his tumah is a rebuy from nida. So just like nida needs to go at night time, maybe the boil nida also maybe needs night time. There wouldn't be a raya from here that he could do it by daytime. Mace, we have another kash, another raya. Balkeri kimaga sheretz. Balkeri, he says, Zerah comes out of him. He has a loch like the same tumas of a sheretz. That means he goes to the mikvah any time, and after her shemesh, he's tor. Boil nida kitomi mace. A boil nida has the same loch like tomi mace. Then what does it mean? My lav letzfilo. That just like a tomi mace, on the seventh day, he's allowed to go to the mikvah. Who would in a boil nida? On the seventh day, he can go to the mikvah. So it's right, clearly he doesn't have to wait till the night time. He can go by daytime, just like a tummy mace. Somebody touched a mace. Somebody says, loy, maybe this din means the tumasim. To tell us that they both have the same din tumah. Fred Gemara, tumasim bedyik sibu. You don't need a drosher for that. That's nothing a posik. Hi tumah shivak sivbei. Vai tumah shivak sivbei. Zai bite, if you touch your mace, the Torah says you tummy for 7 days. If you boil a nida, the Torah says you tummy for 7 days. So stamp to say they're both tummy for 7 days, I don't need a Mishnah Braisa. That's nothing a posik. So Chur, the Braisa tells us this Chiddush, that they have the same halachis, that the boil nida could be toivo by daytime. That's the Chiddush. Elo lav, litzvilosam. Chur, the Chiddush of the Braisa is that they're allowed to both be toivo by daytime. That a boil nida is not like the Isha itself, the nida. So the verse says, loy. Maybe no, that's not the Chiddush of the Braisa. Liyolam lutumosam. Maybe really the Braisa is just telling us that both of them are tummy for 7 days. Although the kasha was treated, whatever needed for, and Sefer Yitzchaklei, the Sefer tells us that what Ela Shachom Mimenu Boil Nidam Shematama Mishka Vomoshiv Betuma Kalo Letuma Oichle Mashkin. The end of the brice is what we need. The Pshita, they both have tumah 7 days. That's Pshita. Now telling us there's a Chaimadom of a Boil Nidam over a tummy mace, that a Boil Nidam, a man that was Boil Nisha Nidam, those 7 days. He's so tamei that he's matama mishka b'moshev. Anything he sits on and lies on, he's matamarit. Betuma kala, with a small tuma, letame oichle mashkin. That thing is not like an ava tuma, could be matama person. It's only like a tuma kala. Let's say he sits on a chair. That chair becomes tamei now that it could be matama oichle mashkin. That's called tumas kala. But that chair is not so chamer to be matama man. Anida herself, when she sits on a chair, her mishkav is lama shenava tuma. that if a man touches it, he becomes tamei. But a boil nidah, his mishkav is not so strong as the ish itself. His mishkav is only letumah kala. It makes like a tumah, true, for what? For eichel the mashkin touches it. So that's the chiddush, that a boil nidah has this din more than a tumah mace.
All right, we'll stop here.